Now, this is the real crux of our lesson today. This is the real foundation of our study. Of all the different types of evangelism you may know in the world, and we know a number of them, don't we? None of them are as effective as relationship evangelism. And at the risk of stepping on some toes, I am compelled to say that true and effective evangelism is not predicated on information, but it is predicated upon relationship. This is in part the motivation behind Jesus' words when he said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." God always gets the glory. Jesus is simply saying in this text that we must live so that men will see him in us. Live so that so that we're not afraid to let people see and know who we are. Why? Because we don't have anything to hide, do we? Y'all not saying amen. This must not be true of you, right? We don't have anything to hide. But rather, we have something to proclaim. And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ that is within us. That we stand on. And we proclaim it with our lives. So that means we've got to live right in order to teach right. Isn't that right? Y'all say amen. Amen. We've got to live right, church, in order for the world to hear the message of the gospel coming from us. Because if they see something different than what they hear, they will not hear a word you say. This is the heart of true evangelism. This is the heart of that motivates us to go out into the world and share Jesus with those who are lost. There is no room within the body of Christ for cowards. I'll say amen, walls. There is no room in the body of Christ for cowards. We must be brave and bold about who we are and what we believe. And that will give us the fuel and the motivation to go into the world and to evangelize. Why? Because it's our passion. It is not just our duty. It's not just our responsibility. It's not simply another ministry that we undertake. It is our passion. Because Jesus is who we are. Did y'all hear that? Jesus is who we are. It's time we learn that, church. Try to stop making Jesus something and somebody that's apart from us. Make him who we are. And when we do that, when we learn to do that, then we learn to do evangelism. True and real evangelism. Jesus never once approached anybody in the world without building a relationship with them. Can I say that again? That sounded pretty good. Jesus always built relationships. He always got into the lives of people so that his message might get over to them. Before he calls his disciples who were fishermen, he built a relationship with those men. And for 3 years he walked with them, teaching them what he wanted them to know, teaching them how he wanted them to live, showing them the way, and placing with them the spirit that drove them to be apostles of Jesus Christ. And all the time that they walked with him, they learned who he was, they saw who he was, and they lived according to what they saw in Jesus. We must do the same, church. It's time we started to become like Jesus. Amen?